We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
860-522-9842. Joining us now is a guy who ran for state senate in the last cycle as a Republican. He's from Steve Ware joins us now. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Todd. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Where are you? What towns are you from? I mean, did you run in?
Oh, towns of 19th District of Eastern Connecticut. So that's Marlboro, Hebron, Columbia, Lebanon, Franklin, Sprague, Lisbon, Norwich, Ledyard, and Mottville. And I'm
all those thriving metropolises.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of those.
Thank you for being
19th.
Here.
Well, thank you.
So,
thanks again for having me.
I was intrigued that you reached out and wanted to come on because, you know, most people lose an election and then disappear. They think they're not allowed to show their face publicly. And it's really good for running for office to be part of a long-term commitment rather than just a whim about running for office. You know, everybody should be working to try to turn the state around and to turn things into a better direction.
Are you there? Did I lose you?
Yep.
Oh, there we go. I had lost you. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. I guess I lost me. So what's your feeling about a long-term commitment to public change? Is running for office the only way to do it? Are there other ways?
Well, I think for me, if I look back historically, I've always been observant of what was going on, or I thought I was. You know, listen to the radio, I'm reading the newspaper. But all I did with that information was, you know, sit around and complain about the way I didn't like things and the way they were going and the decisions being made up in Hartford. And so I, at the end of 18, I decided to do something about it and get involved locally. So that was my way. I ran for office locally before deciding to run for state office. But I think service is a big part of my background. I think other people may just be looking for a way to serve, and it may not involve running for office. There are other ways certainly that people can get involved beyond just in the voting booth.
Bennett, we're talking to Steve Ware. What do you see the future for yourself in terms of trying to influence the state in a better direction?
Well, I certainly have been stayed active within the district, just trying to volunteer, serve. There were a lot of supporters who supported me during my campaign who have stayed in touch. I think, recently it was pretty eye-opening with the House Bill 6423 regarding the religious exemption and the removal of that. I think that was really eye-opening to a lot of people who don't follow politics. I don't think it was at all about the vaccines and more so about personal choice, personal freedom. And I think what that did in its own way was open people's eyes that if you let government do what it wants to do, and if you don't get out there and have your voice heard in a way that they can hear you, government's just going to do what it's going to do without consideration for the general public. I just think people need to be engaged, and we're all busy, busy with kids and with life and with work. But part of it is you got to kind of keep a watchful eye on what's going on around you.
But I don't think people, my listeners are really motivated. I hear from people all the time, I want to change things. What can I do? How do I do it? And there's this invisible barrier that holds people back from action. And part of it is, they might hear there's an action going on at the state capitol or protest at the governor's mansion or whatever, and there's something that holds people back from stepping across that invisible line and actually becoming a part of the process. Do you have any sense of that dynamic and what could be done to eliminate it?
Well, I have a sense of the dynamic because I lived it. Again, as I said, for so many years, I was sitting on the sidelines kind of armchair quarterbacking and complaining. And so, yeah, certainly there's, you know, if I follow my own path, you know, you can seek out your own, your local town political committee, right? It doesn't matter what affiliation you are. Seek out a committee.
A town committee.
Get involved there. Attend a meeting. I mean, most of the time the people don't bite. They're welcoming to have new members with new ideas. It's free. You're spending an hour a month, maybe, and with Zoom, it's really convenient. At the time when I was seeking out a way to get involved, I called my town manager, right? So if you've got a mayor or a town manager and you don't know where to start, call somebody at the town hall and ask, you know, what committees are open. There are local campaigns, municipal campaigns coming up, elections this fall, right? The fall of 2021. You could get involved on a campaign, you know, waving a sign, writing letters, anything to influence local politics. And I think, go to the town website if at all, you know, there's going to be information there. So there's a part of it is just that taking that first step of just the outreach, and maybe you have a friend who's on a committee, somebody you know who's on a committee, and a board or committee, and you ask them what's involved and just try to find out what the commitment is. And maybe that's just that first step is probably the hardest one about figuring out where to turn. And sometimes you got to ask for directions.
All right, Steve Weir, what else do you want us to know?
I just think that it is so important for anybody listening to take that first step. You know, a lot of us, we're disengaged, and that is a problem. A lot of the callers. I don't want to speak too broadly, but you know, for the callers who say I want to do something, take that first step, get involved, make your voice heard one way or the other. Besides on this wonderful radio station, because there's a lot of great ideas passed around here. I'm inspired by listening to this show and the other shows during the day, but it can't stop there. And I think generally government kind of counts on people being disengaged so they can get away with what they, you know, if the people aren't engaged.
Well, that's totally true.
So,
that is absolutely true. And I love that point. You save the best for last. Steve Weir,
thank you, sir.
Appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks for having me.
No, I'm glad you took the time to join us. Steve ran for state senate in the last cycle, eastern part of the state, 19th Senate District, 860-522-9842.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.